Earlier on Monday of this week, originally, we were going to be celebrating a great thing that has happened to only 15 school districts across the country, one school district in the Midwest, and that is a Race to the Top grant. Some $27, $28, $29 million over 4 years going to our Warren Township school system. We were going to talk to Superintendent Dr. Dina Cushenberry on Monday, but we all know the tragedy at Sandy Hook. We kind of postponed that for a while. But Dr. Cushenberry is on our live line. This is a great thing with this kind of injection in federal dollars in Race to the Top grants. Only 15 school corporations across the country receive this honor. Dr. Cushenberry's on our live line. Doc, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine. So now, what is this? This is a lot of money. This is a big check. What are you guys going to do? What is this investment going to mean for Warren Township, the students, the faculty, the taxpayers out there?
Well, first of all, I'd just like to say thank you for having me on the show. And there were 16 schools throughout the country, sure. This money is, like you said, it's going to be $28.5 million for Warren Township schools. And what we wrote about is we have a really good program right now as far as what we do for our students. But the dollars we receive will help us to personalize our students' education. We will look at extending the day. On Saturdays, we will have Super Saturdays. We will also, in our high school, if you have an opportunity to go over to see our Mediaplex, it's an outstanding center for our high school students. Mm. They have SciComm rooms. They have all kinds of collaboration. It looks like a college campus once you go into that media center. And then we're going to also do a couple of those mini Mediaplex in our middle schools. We have another project, so there are three projects with the money. We'll have alternative learning pathways for students, virtual learning. The district we won't be one-to-one technology, but we'll have enough technology where our students can check it out on the weekends. We'll look at maybe some Wi-Fi cards for them if they don't have access to internet. We'll have a media sports center in our broadcast center right now. Mm-hmm. We'll increase our opportunities for dual credit for our students, hiring more adjunct professors from the universities. And then our third project will be behavior intervention K-12, so through pre-K-12. So throughout our entire system, we're going to beef up our behavior interventions for our district. We'll also look at parent university.
What does behavior intervention mean? Is that trying to spot a troublemaker or a class clown before they develop?
No. Okay. What we have, the very first day, we thought about things that we can work on. And every district can always work to be a bit more positive with their interactions with students. Mm-hmm. So we started out with what we call CORE. And every school you will see it says civility, order, respect, and excellence. Mm-hmm. So we're starting with that premise. We will have someone from the Equity Project come out and kind of assess all of our environments and tell us where we might need some support. So some schools might have things going really well, and others might need a little more. So, you know, it's being proactive, actually, with our kids because, you know, now we're starting to educate kids a bit different. So we have to educate them for their generation and not ours.
Ah.
And what does that look like? And so that's what we're trying to establish.
When you guys put this proposal together, how many pages was this? This doesn't sound like this was like a one or two page form you filled out.
Oh, no, far from that. It was 300 pages in about 6 weeks. And so I will tell you, when you talk about a team of people, this isn't Dina Cushenberry. This truly is Warren Township.
Mm.
We also had to get someone outside to really review our document. And then we also sent it off to other people to put their eyes on it. And, you know, we believe we had a good document, but as we got feedback, people told us where we could actually add to our proposal. So we're excited. I tell you, when we were over in a building working on our strategic direction, our cabinet, and I came back over and I thought, you know, I better type this up before it, while it's fresh. And then right under the email, it said embargoed, and it was a message from the United States government. And I thought, oh, you know, and I pressed on that button. I opened it up and I read it a couple of times, printed it out. I walked down the hall. None of my cabinet was anywhere around. So, you know, I walked back down and I felt like Willy Wonka with the golden ticket, you know. And then here comes all my staff and a couple of them, and I said, please come to my office, you know. And I had this really bizarre look, according to them.
Right.
So we get in my office. I said, we got it. And we jumped up and down, and Tim.
So you did a whoop, huh?
Oh, we did more than a whoop. And so everybody said it was a happy scream, so we were good.
In terms of this, when I went to the website of the Federal Department of Education and was kind of looking, I understand that obviously they scored the proposals, and the score you guys got was one of the highest scores of the 16, finalists.
We're proud about that. I mean, we're proud of that. Like I said, it was a team that, you know, went through the document. We sent it out. I don't know if you know Jason Cloth.
Yeah, the Deputy Mayor of Connecticut. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we sent it out to him. He gave us some good feedback. We sent it just all over to folks we thought might be able to help us look at that rubric and pinpoint exactly what we needed to put in there. And so it was. They were looking for transformation, and those are the things that we really tried to put in there. Forward thinking, we wanted to be pretty innovative in what we were doing, and it goes along with what we're doing here in Warren.
How will this investment help reduce the achievement gap between white, black, and Hispanic students in Warren Township?
Well, we've been closing that gap for a while, and I think that's one of the reasons we were selected.
Mm-hmm.
They were not going to, I guarantee you, give it to someone who was just trying to start thinking about what needed to happen. We were already on the road to closing those gaps, and so this money will help us further close the gaps and then make us a district that other people can possibly look at for some type of transformation or reform.
I've got to ask you, since I have you here, since the events of last Friday, I know every school leader, school superintendent in this whole country has been looking over their security plans, making sure that everything is buttoned down, tightened down. That's the same thing that's happened out in Warren Township.
Absolutely. And, you know, the first thing we did was put a message out to our parents and faculty and staff, just letting them know that their children are safe,
mm-hmm.
that we wanted them to know that. And we did not put out on the website what we do,
mm-hmm.
because if you put out what you do, you're giving people who might have, you know, consideration to do something, you give them that information.
Right.
So we didn't do that. But what we did do is we looked at schools where we might be vulnerable,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't find very much. But we also sent out a sheet yesterday to our teachers, and it will be on our intranet. So
okay.
People will be able to have a daily reminder of just those things that are really important to think about every single day that will keep students safe. So we did. We took some time to really put our eyes on it. We looked at every single building. It was a team sitting around, and I think we did a good job.
In terms of where Warren Township is going in education, obviously this helps. I got to ask you a couple of other things on education. You know, here we are almost to January, a new year. March will be here before we know it, and that's the iRead. And I don't know what the state is going to do, whether they're going to still do the iRead test or modify that. You guys did pretty good, as I remember, just off the top of my head, the scores in iRead. Have you made improvements getting these current third graders ready for that?
Oh, we're sure we are. Last year, we identified maybe 188 students out of 900 that were vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And out of those students, we only had 40 students not pass. And then we retested and then had about 27. And some of those were students that could probably use some more remediation. So out of 900 students, roughly, we had 27. So we think we're pretty good there.
Other than Reese, what's the biggest challenge, you know, as you guys go into 2013 as a school system?
Our biggest challenge now will be outlining and putting in place those things that we need to do to implement this grant, mm-hmm. federal grant. Within 90 days, we have to demonstrate some kind of impact. So we will, this is huge, and we'll have outside experts that will come in. So unpacking what we have here with the grant is what we'll be doing the next year.
Is there concern that you're going to have to invest some local dollars to help augment the federal grant? And because local dollars are tight, and we don't know what this legislature is going to do when they come back to work in a couple weeks.
No, we have a great business manager, and we're in good shape as far as our general fund. Mm-hmm. So we will not need outside dollars to help implement our project. We're in pretty good shape.
Well, now, you know, Superintendent, this year we went to Washington Township Schools, never been there before. We went out to Wayne Township Schools, never been there before. We went out to the Lawrence Township Schools, never been out there before. I guess I was saving the best for 2013.
Well, let me just tell you, I'm in good company. Washington, Lawrence, all of the corporations you just mentioned are excellent corporations, and we certainly invite you probably to come to our Mediaplex and see this rich environment. You will be impressed.
Wait a minute. Chris is telling me that Chris has seen the Mediaplex. He says it's the bomb.
Well, there you go.
Have your people call my people. We'll figure this out and find a date. And since there's no Super Bowl next year, so I'm not distracted.
Okay.
There's no Super Bowl. There's no elections. It's a normal, ordinary year around here.
I like normal and ordinary. It works well for me.
Dr. Dina Cushenberry, she is the superintendent of the Warren Township Schools, the recipient of a federal Race to the Top grant. Only 16 school districts, actually 15 districts and a charter school in the District of Columbia, were awarded these grants to improve student achievement, improve excellence. The only one in the Midwest, because Kentucky doesn't count in the Midwest, I'm sorry. The only one in the Midwest, the only one in Indiana, and the folks in Warren Township, it's a great feather in the hat for the far east side of the city. Dr. Dina Cushenberry, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy New Year to you, and we're coming in 2013.
Thank you. It's a great thing for Indiana.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You too. Bye.
All right.